Welcome to episode 11 of Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan, of course. We are starting 2019 now. Finally got there. 2018, like I said, banner year. If you've been listening, doing a lot of traveling, a lot of stuff happening. Now, 2019, a lot of clowns coming out of the woodwork. And the best way I refer to them, I call them clowns because you can't take them serious. I'm talking about every little bedroom station, every little, it's crazy. Because it's so easy to do internet radio now. People just wake up one day, decide they're going to do a radio station, become DJs. And then you have the organizations giving out DJ of the Year awards to people who don't even have any experience as a DJ or don't even have a program as a DJ. It's crazy. That's what I call Clown Central. And I'm dealing with all of this. Because here we are trying to do stuff legitimately. We are doing it legitimately. Trying to be taken serious between... Because we're competing with FM stations. Terrestrial stations. FM, AM. I mean, that's how big we're getting. That's how big we've gotten. We're actually competing with the terrestrial stations. And I know this because... Arbitron, and which is a measuring stick for terrestrial stations, and other entities that do that are sending me emails. People are paying attention to the imaging of our station. Now, I'm from the old school where TV is made for watching, radio is made for listening. So I'm not going to get on Facebook, sit there, and have somebody just stare at me and say, oh, hey, so-and-so. And then when an artist pops on, play their music, which is basically what's going on. Still happening a lot. And then you got people just staring at the computer screen. You got people falling asleep while they're on the doing the radio. They're falling asleep. Then you got one radio station who's no longer on, but they were doing radio. It was in their bedroom, you could tell. It was an office made into a bedroom. They're doing radio. And the guy's wife is in a muumuu in the back vacuuming. I'm thinking, my goodness. You're going to try and say that this is radio? And they're trying to compete. I don't know why they're trying to compete with us, but they're trying to compete with us. And then they're attacking me. Personally, and the radio station personally. And we didn't do anything. But they're trying to say they're every bit as good as us. Even trying to take away our talent, like Steve Robertson, the guy that does our Christian Country Countdown. They even tried to get him away from us, asking if he was happy with HLE Radio, that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just stupid. It's just clowns, clowns, clowns. That's what we're dealing with. Always dealing with them. They're still around, but I just don't pay attention to them anymore. But at this time here, they're driving me nuts. But it is what it is. And we continue to do what we do. And God continues to bless us, and we continue to grow. Now, January would also be the time where I always give the scripture for the year. I always give the vision for the year. This year, I think it was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That was the scripture that I had quoted for the year. That was the scripture for the year. It was also the first time that I gave my testimony over the air. Now, I gave bits and pieces of the testimony. But this is the first time that I ever gave the testimony pretty much in its entirety over the air. And it took an extra hour and a half actually. But the Lord had just led me to give it that day. And so I gave my testimony. And that's actually what led to the podcast. Me giving my testimony is what led to me doing the podcast, because I had been keeping notes of starting the radio station. And I started back from when I came back to God. And then I thought about maybe I'd write a book. But I realized I didn't have time to write a book. And that would probably never get done. So maybe I could do my book in a podcast form, was my thoughts. And that's how Hunter Logan Unmiked came about. And I started doing Hunter Logan Unmiked. I think it wouldn't be till about 3 months later that I would do it. Maybe like in April or something, I'm not sure. We'll talk about it in probably another episode coming up. But it was a couple of months later I started the podcast, actually. And now we've been doing it going on 2 years now. Soon to be three. There have been some folks asking about some of my musical career. They would tweet about it, ask about it, send me messages about it. Say, Hunter, we know you play a little bit, but we don't know much about what you do. You don't talk about it. We'd like to know more about it. We hear you mention the ship. We'd like to know more about that. Which I thought was odd. I'm like, why would people really want to know about that kind of stuff? I mean, I'm really nobody. But I thought, you know, if it could help someone, I mean, if somebody could listen and my testimony could help someone, because really Unmiked is really just my testimony. And all I'm doing is sharing a little more in depth of what I share on the morning show. But my goal is really just to reach people and help people. Maybe people who have experienced the same thing I've experienced or have walked the same road I've walked. I'm a prodigal. I'm one of those guys who grew up in church but got away from it because I had my eyes on man, not God. And I left as a kid. I say a kid, 18. And stayed away for 20 some odd years before I came back. And my heart goes out for those folks like me who are out there who haven't came back. But they've been hurt through a legalistic type church, which doesn't exist for me anymore. It's still out there. There are still churches out there like that and preachers like that, but it doesn't exist for me anymore. I found a better Jesus. I don't serve that legalistic God. And I guess that's my real, that is my real hope for this podcast and for HLE Radio and Saddle Up Radio, is to reach those folks, those prodigals, for them to come home. So it kind of blew my mind when I started doing the podcast and finding out the people who were interested, because there was a span where I didn't do any podcasts for about, a couple of months. And all of a sudden I hear from my cousins. Like, hey, how come you ain't did a podcast lately? And I'm like, oh my goodness, y'all listening to that? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. And then I ran into a friend of mine on the street. He said, hey, I've been enjoying your podcast. I'm like, you listening to that? I didn't think anybody was listening to that. And then my daughter-in-law says, hey, your voice is soothing. I like listening to your podcast when I'm taking a bath. I'm like, really? Oh, that's so cool. So all of a sudden, I didn't realize that people were listening. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. So I continued on and just wanted to be very honest in my podcast. Now, my mom, she quit listening. I don't know if she started listening again. But she quit listening during the, when I was talking about the divorce and stuff and all those parts, because I started talking about stuff that I was doing. She didn't know. And she didn't want to know. She's like, I couldn't listen anymore. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, I didn't want to know that stuff. She said, I'd rather just keep it like I think, you know. She said, I don't want to know the stuff you did. She said, I'd just rather keep my own opinions like I think them now. I'm like, I get it. It's okay. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go back to the first season and get those episodes. And those episodes are on our website, hleradio.com, by the way. You can get to all of them. But anyway, shared my testimony over the air for the first time. Now, 2019 kicks off in a big, big way on another level too, because this is the first time that we have a corporate sponsor coming on board. Community Coffee agrees to sponsor the concert calendar for 6 months. So Community Coffee becomes the Christian Country Concert Calendar sponsor for 6 months. Now, this is big because there's no other Christian Country internet radio station that has ever pulled in a corporate sponsor, to my knowledge. And we've done it through our Twitter, because we have more Twitter followers than they do. And our selling point was, hey, we'll build your Twitter followers for you. And we had all our Twitter followers tagging Community Coffee on Twitter, saying, hey, this guy on the morning show is giving y'all all kind of props. He's talking about Community Coffee. Y'all ought to check him out. And sure enough, they did. I sent them a proposal, sent them our stats, and they tried us out. Sad to say, it was only for 6 months, but we had them. Now, we hadn't gotten any more since then. But I reached back out to her, and I said, is this something we did? Did you not get what you wanted? Did, you know, help me here so I know what to do for the next time? She said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. She said, everything was fine. We're just going to print. I just hadn't been able to get them back yet. And I hadn't been able to get any others on, especially now the way things are. Oh, and the way people are anti-Christian, these companies lately, it's even triple-double harder. That's not correct, but double-triple harder. I don't know. So we're on God's economy, not man's economy. That's what I keep letting everybody know. And I keep reminding myself that too. We're on God's economy, not man's economy. And he's never left his seed begging for bread. And he's never forsaken the righteousness. The righteous, that is. And that's me and you if we're in Christ, by the way. That's a great scripture too. So we're dealing with the clowns. And they're just popping up and they're still popping up. Can't do nothing with them. I mean, you can't stop it. We're not joining them, right? We're not going to join them. But you can't stop them. You just got to rise above them. And I shared my testimony over the air for the first time, which led to the podcast. And then we get Community Coffee as a sponsor for 6 months. I'm telling you, 2019 is starting off with a bang. Now, Roland still hasn't come to work here yet. And she says, whenever you can match my salary and provide me insurance, I'll come to work at the radio station. I said, okay. Now, keep in mind, I'm not hounding her to come to work for me or with me, because she'll never work for me. She'll work with me. But she makes it known she'll never work for me. She'll work with me. But I wasn't hounding her to come. But I'm needing help because we're growing and I'm needing help. It's a lot for one person to handle right now in the office. Now, I have help outside the office. We have a webmaster. We have social media director. We have that kind of help, but inside the office, I need a physical body inside the office to help me. I know that she is the yin to my yang, that what I lack, she's good at. We're a perfect combination. And yes, we're one of those rare couples that can live together and work together. We can spend a lot of time together and not get on each other's nerves. We're best friends. I mean, we click. God has done that kind of miracle in my life with her, with our marriage. And that's in a podcast episode too. But she hasn't came yet, but there'll be a podcast episode for her getting here. And that's a special one too. But I'm going to have to leave it right there for now. Hey, I want to thank each of you, each and every one of you that tune in and download these podcasts and listen. It really means a lot to me. And I mean that. If you haven't checked me out on Choice Social, go to Choice Social, download the app, check us out. I'm doing more on there than I'm doing on Facebook and Twitter. I'm doing a video every day, a little video of something. There's some premium content on there too, but it's free. It's free to sign up on Choice Social, and there's a lot of free content I put on there also. And check it out. You'll see stuff on there that you won't see anywhere else. I'll put it to you that way. You're not going to see it on Facebook. Not going to see it on Twitter. But I do little videos every morning on there. Won't see it on YouTube either. But Choice Social, you'll see it. And like I said, it's free to sign up, so check us out there. But we are on Twitter. We're on Facebook and Instagram. HLERadio.com. Tune in to The Morning Show. Download our app if you haven't already. If you want to try out some Christian country music, you'll love it. HLE Radio. Check it out. As I always say, Duke 28-2. And I'll see you next time.